It is Thursday, April 4. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. Yes, he is here. Steve Roach. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been dying to get in here. My old mate, Doggy. I love the bloke. Look, the fabric of the game is blokes running the football back as hard as they can from kickoffs.
Mm. And you were one of the greats at it.
No, I wasn't, actually. I'll tell you why. It didn't... We used to hang around in the halfway line, 10 metres from the kickoff. I'll tell you when it all it all started. And Loz, I don't know if you remember this, but we played in a test match against France in Parks. You played in
this
game.
Yes, I played in that
you
game.
Played
it was
this
about
game.
Minus yes. 10.
Mate, it was freezing. But Bozo was a coach, and he said to Ciro, Ciro was the first ever from running back from kickoffs. Do you know that? He used to line him up and say, "Right, oh, we're going to pass off to Ciro and you charge into the French."
I remember that game.
Yeah.
And you might be right, Blocker, because I can't remember it happening before that.
It didn't. That's how it's... I'm telling you, honestly, I remember because that's how it started. You know what we'll
He terrorised the French that night.
Terrorised them.
Yeah.
Terrorised them. And was filthy because we were roomies and I took all the hot water. He was filthy. But anyway, besides that... Mate, what are we going to do next? We're going to put halves in like those fluorescent tops and so you can't hit them all.
He caught plenty of bruises yesterday, Doggy, because he came onto this program.
Did
he? He mentioned it, but he was just posing the question too.
Oh, right.
He's
posing. That's the old smotherbuck. Oh, look, I'm just posing the question on behalf of someone else.
He was posing the question, and our listeners posed the question right back at him.
Yes.
What do you want?
Yeah.
And then he went on NRL 360 last night, and they give him a toweling up.
Did they?
Yeah. And we're going again this morning. But I need to defend my great mate, because he was posing the question.
I hope he's up and he can ring in or something.
Well, was he all right when he walked off the show last
night? No, the head was down. It was like the walk of shame.
Was he
was just battered and bruised.
Kicking stones.
But you know what he is? He's like a good journalist. He'll put his head up again today.
Yeah.
Go with another column.
While we're on things about the game, what about the obstruction on William Hargreaves?
Oh, mate.
Mate, can we have... You know, common sense isn't common anymore.
And I love how, like, you know, some show did a clip the other night he would have made it. I mean, please.
Mate, he was 50 metres away.
Mate, he ran through the line. The rules are if you stop in the line. Once you run through the line and 10 metres through the line, and he wasn't looking to obstruct Edwards.
Well, I reckon Edwards ran into him.
Well, you know what happens, Bob? So they don't stop in the line. They'll go through the line. They'll go through the line. And if the fullback's smart coming across, he'll just run into him.
You trip me over.
Even though it's 30 metres away and go, oh, I could have got there.
Is it 30 metres from the upright to the corner post?
The upright to the corner post. Well, I know that the width of the field is 68.
So it's half, yeah. So, it's...
so 44 would be black dot.
Yeah.
So possibly it'd be about a...
So you reckon, he would have... But even if he got
not 30,
how's he going to stop him?
68, it'd be 34.
Do you reckon he would have got there? That's why he tripped up around Wirra Hargreaves. Yeah. That's why he said, oh, mate, I can't get there. Yeah, I'll just make it look
like... He wasn't going to get there.
The three of us have just received a text.
Oh, have we?
Uh-oh. Welcome. Good morning, dog.
Well, we could get him on. To what defend himself.
Yeah.
I'm listening W's, he's called us. You wouldn't take that, Blocker. He hasn't even told you to your face.
I've stuck up for the great man. I've said he was posing for the question.
Well, I'm not. I'm going the other way. It's an absolute dribbler.
He was bruised last night. You should have seen him. Walking down the corridor in Fox.
They gave it to him show, didn't they?
He had the head down. It was like he... just committed an offence. And they've told him, mate, you've got 10 years in jail. He was just, there was no energy. There was no energy. It was like, hi.
Hey, boys, what about my mighty Tigers, eh?
Two in a row.
Now, listen.
Now you've got a strategic plan as well.
Yeah, no, that's good. I don't mind that. But what I'm going to say is, what about young Galvin? It always happens, doesn't it? People come into your side that you don't expect. And the year before, or in the off season before, you sign someone for $1.2 million, right? In Luai, where are you going to play him? If this kid keeps going the way he's going,
we're going to have to play Luai 7, and that's why Luai wanted to go to the Tigers
to play 7.
Yes, I think
is that right?
He wanted to control the team.
Oh, okay. I'll stand down then.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that they were going to go and vie for the same position. No, but as I was saying, it always happens, doesn't it? You think, you know, oh, this is the sort of position that we need. We're going to go out and buy a top notcher, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, and it shows you how the game can produce young players. But I did like what Luke Brooks had to say during the week.
Yeah.
Just
leave the
kid alone. Let's be careful. Let's just let him develop and become the player he'll turn out to be without placing any extra attention on him.
You know the thing that really impressed me about the kid? And mate, he's going to be a good player. I reckon he's 2 years off being as good as he's going to be. He needs another couple of off seasons. But he's a good player. Thing that impressed me most young blokes, when he got sent to the sin bin and then come back on and then put on that try, most young blokes would put their head down.
Yep.
At that age,
yeah.
you're fresh into first grade, but not him.
No, the other thing I liked about him was that he wanted the ball in his hands when the game was tight.
On the line, 100%.
Yeah, he was prepared to back himself.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, no, and he's going to turn into a big boy, isn't he?
Apparently, it's only what I've heard, so I don't know this 100%. Apparently, he's a back rower in the Australian schoolboys. Is that right, a back rower or a lock?
Well, I'm unsure of that, block, but I'll tell you what.
Got a great head on his shoulders, hasn't he?
What's that?
Good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, he's going to turn. He's a
big boy.
Big frame.
Yeah,
so
big frame.
He might even be a back rower when he fills out, but... What about the big story yesterday, Zach Lomax?
I know.
What'd you make of that? The Dragons releasing him.
They're going not till the end of the year, but is it? Or are they going to do it right now?
No, end of the year.
End of the year, yeah.
Unless they get a replacement that Shane Flanagan's happy
but didn't
with.
Shane,
in the short
didn't Shane
term.
Want four players for the one or something?
No, he just wants someone of equal standing.
Say he's going to Parramatta, he wants. Brown.
Well, top two or three player.
Yeah. Oh, well,
that club.
Well, that won't happen.
No.
But he's on 800, isn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, 800 for a centre winger. Mm. Not bad. Where's he going to play when he goes to Parramatta?
He played in the centres, won't he? He's not going to play fullback with Gutho there.
Mate, our good mate, I'm telling you, I went to the footy on Monday, the Tigers.
How much ground does he cover?
They panty when the crowd block.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Did they? Thanks. Yeah, I was with my great mate, BE. Yeah.
He had the aviators on.
Oh, he had the shades on. Yes, of course. It was good going along the footy, not having to do anything. Because, you know, when you're doing the footy and you're calling and whatever, you don't see it as good. Mate, I couldn't believe the amount of, not only touches, but the ground that Gutho covers. Mate, he was the best player.
He's sensational.
Mate, he was the best player on the field by half time.
Mm. He covers a lot of ground. When you get to the ground and actually watch
unbelievable.
Him,
I couldn't believe it.
No, he does. He's fit.
He's good. Very good. Very good.
He's a good player. But I don't know. They just disappointed me. Even though Mitch Moses is so important to them.
Yeah.
And he's out for a period of time. And they might turn it around this week against the Raiders down there in Canberra.
Yeah.
But I was just disappointed with it.
Yeah. I
know the Tigers defended really well,
yeah.
But I don't know whether Parramatta threw a great deal at them.
But
I don't want to take anything
away from the Tigers. That, mate, they defended their line like I haven't seen for a long, long time. Whoever's doing the defence, I don't know if Benji's doing the defence or the attack or
whatever. Johnny Morris, I think, is their defence coach.
Well, whoever's doing the defence, mate, you could see how structured they were and how well organised they were and how, you know, the big thing in defence is how quickly they get into position and then go again. Do you know what I mean? That mate, they were organised. And I haven't seen that for a long time.
A mate of mine who is a very, well, I think he's a very good judge of football, went out to last week's game against the Roosters and Penrith, and you talk about defensive systems.
Defensive speed of
mate,
the line.
He just said to me, he said, I've been to some footy games. He goes, their line speed, Penrith's line speed.
Unbelievable.
He said, out of this world.
Yeah, but it's not.
He said, when you look at them compared to everyone else's, he said, it's just chalk and cheese.
But, Loz, it's not just one shooter. Remember when they used to have the quickest bloke doing the when you hemmed him in a corner, you used to have they used to call it a shooter.
Yeah.
I'm shooting to come out of the line and try and hem him in their corner. Mate, Penrith do it with five blokes.
He said it's unbelievable live watching them. Yeah. He said, mate, they just get up and back really quick.
Yeah.
He said, I've seen no other team do it.
Easy. Yeah. Very good at it.
Just on the text line, and fire them in, by the way, 0419 767 272. Morning blocker. Galvin reminds me of a Madison and Bryce Cartwright. Will start at six and move into the back row. And then Shire Tiger says 2005/2025 Premiers.
Oh, I hope so.
Predicting a premiership there next year. And as for Lomax, Lomax will play left centre, Pennicini at right centre at Parramatta, is another text is saying here. A bit of history this weekend, Block. Gee, it's when you saw some names. Oh, I saw a graphic, I think, yesterday. Most games played for Manly. Gee, that club's produced some great players, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What?
And Daly Cherry-Evans. He was really reflective yesterday. Well, he, as far as games played at that club is concerned, he will go past Cliff Lyons this weekend. Wow. Cliff Lyons.
How many games?
So this would be his 310th game. But if you put... there's a bit of, an anomaly here in... If you put Steve Menzies' Manly plus Northern Eagles games together, you get to, I think, 349. But
the Beaver.
I mean, as an old Bears fan, are we doing that? I don't think so. Northern Eagles was a separate entity, let's face it.
It'd be interesting if they ever picked an all-time best Manly side. Whether Daly Cherry-Evans would be the halfback or Tuvey. Yeah.
With all due respect to Cherry-Evans, he can't have him ahead of Jeff Tuvey and Cliffy.
What about him?
Well, I played with and against Tuves.
Yeah. I did too. He's a great
player. He's one of
the... And Cherry-Evans is fantastic.
I would nearly go as far as say, pound for pound, he's the toughest.
Yeah. Mate, you're right.
To have played.
Remember when Dukes trod on his face in the grand final? Do you remember that?
Yeah. For a little bloke. He was such a competitor and tough. Jeez, mate, I remember it might have been his debut for Manly. It was against the Poms.
Against the Poms, that's right. He was beautiful looking too, wasn't he?
Oh, he was,
fresh, flowing blonde hair. Yeah. Not a mark on him.
Tore him apart.
Yeah, he did.
Tore him apart.
He's a great player too.
What a player.
Yeah.
Right. But Cherry Evans has had a wonderful career. And... who would have thought that he would become the record game holder for Manly and become a popular player with Manly, given that sliding doors moment when it looked like he was going to go to the Titans?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And what could have been for the Titans if they grabbed Daly? Because his football has been remarkable.
He's gotten better.
Yes. He's one of those guys that have got better with age, and maturity has helped his game.
Mm. Well, the other thing, too, is blokes like that, they make the blokes on the outside of them better players.
Yeah.
Just have a look, even as an example this year, just have a look at Luke Brooks just doing his job where Cherry Evans runs the whole show. How good he is this year, or how good he's been this year so far.
And as far Block, I mean, you know, you played a lot against Cliffy Lyons. Where would he rate in players you played against?
Oh, mate, Cliffy... as far as sleight of hand and skill...
best ball player?
Mate, pretty close,
Think he'd have to be the best ball player I've come across.
Yeah. He was the first real bloke to run with the ball out in front of him in two hands, and you never knew what he was going to do. The great thing about Cliffy was not only with his skill with his hands, but his change of pace and all that. Mate, he was just born to do what he did.
And you played against him.
Yeah, played
same position.
Yeah.
So where did he rate for you as far as playing?
He was hard to handle because he would mesmerise you with the football.
Yeah, he was good.
So you'd when someone's waving the football out in front or waving it to the right, for whatever reason, your eyes go off the body and you're watching you see it go and you anticipate that's where it's going, and he'd just open up holes and short passes. But one thing where we did have success against Cliffy, and this is why Tim Sheens for us was such a great coach and a great innovator, was so when we played, the halfback would defend behind the line at times, you know.
So you put another man up in the line.
So sometimes you'd go up into the line.
Yeah.
But now what he would do, because Cliffy, the previous game, had success for his digging into the line and Beaver on the inside or outside.
Yeah.
So because the halfback played behind the line, Sheensy would tell Ricky, he'd say, just follow Cliffy.
And go at him.
But you come through the line.
Yeah, straight at him. Like a shooter.
Like a shooter.
Yeah.
So you get him to play 5 metres before the defence.
Smart. Hey, just talking about great player. I love going back in time and doing all that sort of stuff, right? The tackle from Dearden the other day.
Oh, what a tackle.
Unbelievable. Which reminded me, and I started thinking about, mate, some of the great cover tackles, right? So, you know, of course, Scott Sattler's and all that sort of stuff. Mate, the greatest cover tackler that I've seen that did it every week, week in and week out, probably number one was Ronnie Coote. Going right back. I'm going right back. Coote was unbelievable at covering. So get across the ground so quickly.
I reckon I know your next one.
But textbook, Steve Mortimer.
Yes.
Steve Mortimer.
Yeah.
Do you remember the cover tackles he used to do? But you reminded me of it when you said the half used to play in the behind the line and just follow the ball.
Yeah. So I never saw Raper do it, but Raper used to do it as well.
I only seen clips of him and all that sort of stuff, right? But I remember seeing Coote like just that flash. I'll tell you who else was good at it. Neil Bing Pringle. Now, he used to say to Wayne Pearce, he was the first bloke. Neil Pringle was a great player. I don't know. Do you remember Neil Pringle playing? Mate, unbelievable. But he was the first bloke that brought out the orange boots with the black stripes.
Yeah.
And he'd say to Wayne Pearce, when you're tackling at the Latch and Robinson stand and you're the number eight, he used to play lock before Junior come in. He said, mate, dive with a beautiful covering tackle and roll so that the stand can see your number. But wait, Neil Pringle. There was a famous player, because they always have sayings around Balmain, you know, Ick Flar and the Iron Blar and all that. I never knew all the slang. I never knew what they were saying. And Jack Hampstead, there was a kangaroo tour going away way back then, and Pringle looked like he was going to go. And Jack Hampstead said to him, Akbar the Agbars, like, pack your bags. Mm. So his nickname became Akbar the Agbars, but he didn't get picked.
Didn't get picked.
Oh. But the,
awkward.
But the major said he was going on the tour and never went.
That'd be a big letdown.
I would say so. Akbar the Agbars.
Round 5 starts tonight at Amy Park. Melbourne are $1.48. Brisbane are $2.65. 6.5 is the line. Brisbane the plus coming off a great win last week against the North Queensland Cowboys. The Storm coming off the bye and the reinforcements are back, particularly in the halves. Munster and Hughes named, Christian Welsh to return as well, and Ben Takura, all 205 centimetres of him, set to make his debut for the Bronx as well, Block.
Gee, mate, this is a toss of a coin, but Cameron Munster, the type of player that looks like he loves playing footy, so I reckon you're going to see the best of him. They're saying it's going to take him a little bit of time. Everyone says that. I think Munster's a sensation. I think that him coming back in the side with Hughes and their home ground advantage, I think I'm going to go for the Storm. I think the Storm will win at home.
Yeah. The Broncos haven't won at Amy Park since 2016, and the Storm are looking for their 12th consecutive win there, which leads you to suggest that the Storm will win and they welcome back a couple of those key players in Munster Hughes and obviously Christian Welsh on the bench. But I like the Broncos the way they played last week, but I'm not going to tip them in this game. But I reckon it's a big year for Cameron Munster because I wasn't taken with his form last year. I didn't think he played as anywhere near what he's capable of doing.
Do you reckon he played a lot injured last year?
Well, I think he might have. Mm. I don't know, but I think he might have. But I think it's going to be a big year for him. But it doesn't give me a great deal of confidence when he struggled last year and then it's had the pre-season he's had,
which
is a big concern for Melbourne, I reckon, if he's not anywhere near full fitness.
We don't talk about it enough, I don't reckon. Therein lies the mental aptitude that you need to play first grade and be a good player for a decade. You know what it takes, Loz? You've done it. I keep thinking about it all the time. There's a lot of times when you wake up in the morning, you're playing footy and you don't want to go. I suppose that's a lesson in life, isn't it, for, you know, everyone who's a tradie or mothers and all that sort of stuff. There's times when you don't want to do something.
Just got to get up and do it.
Just got to do it. And you do it anyway.
We're all tipping Melbourne, aren't we?
Melbourne.